Check stations are a tool used by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department to assess how hunters and anglers utilize natural resources. Mark Pollard, Game Warden Supervisor, participates in game check stations on a brisk Sunday morning in October. We'll discuss check stations, how they're used, and what hunters can expect if driving through one. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Mark, what is a game check station and why do we have them?
A game check station, Mike, is when we have several game wardens get together, and what we do is we screen hunters as they're coming down the road, on their way home or whatever the case may be.
Screen them for what, Mark?
We're screening them. What we're doing is we're checking. We visit with them first off. I mean, we make a contact with them, find out if they've been hunting or fishing, and if they do, then they go into the check station whereby the wardens visit with them, and they may, ask them where they've been hunting, what they've been hunting, how success has been, what they've been seeing for wildlife on the landscape, and also obviously to check for compliance with regulations.
Do you guys stop every single vehicle on the road?
Yeah, Mike, we do. We generally stop all the vehicles that are coming down the roadway. You know, you get into this time of the year and we're into the harvest seasons and stuff. You know, so we have tractors and trucks and things like that going down the roadway. So obviously we wave those through.
Okay, you kind of briefly mentioned, but what can a hunter expect when they come through these check stations or check
points? Yeah. Like I said, we make an initial contact with them when we find out they have been hunting or fishing or maybe got wildlife parts with them, and they come into the check. What the wardens are going to do is they're going to ask to inspect their hunting and fishing licenses and any game or game parts that they may have with them.
What are some of the more common violations, and do most hunters follow the rules and regulations?
Yeah, Mike, number one, certainly most hunters do follow the regulations. One of the more common violations is failing to leave identification attached to their game, in particular game birds. Some of the other things that we maybe come across a little bit more, maybe somebody hasn't purchased the correct license, maybe they haven't packaged their game properly, or maybe they're not even, accompanying their game in transport. Those would be some of maybe the more common things that we come across. The less common things may be, however, occasionally somebody does exceed the limit of game.
Mark, you have 4, 5, 6 game wardens here today, district game wardens. You bring them to one location. Is that beneficial as far as checking these hunters?
Oh, sure it is, Mike. I mean, we generally screen quite a few people here. Probably in general, we'd screen more at a place like this than we do just doing our game warden work out in the field. It's like I said earlier, it's very good because it gives us a chance to talk with them even a little bit more on one-on-one. And sometimes they may be even aware of something going on out there that we aren't, that they can pass along some information to us that may help us. We're doing game checks throughout the state. Like this one in particular, we're in southeast North Dakota, but they're done in all parts of the state. They're done at different times of the year as well. We don't just do it in the fall of the year when maybe we're checking hunters. We'll also do it in the summertime. Maybe we're, focusing a little bit more on ANS and things like that as well.
Partners, Mark, it's not just the North Dakota Game and Fish Department game wardens here today. Who else do we have?
Certainly. We always at least ask for the assistance of the local other law enforcement, whether it's the highway patrol, the sheriff's office, maybe the police department, and they do come quite often and assist us with these.
How do people perceive these check stations?
Mike, they really are taken very well. We quite often get compliments at these that people like to see us out here and like to see this going on, in this particular spot. We had a different location lined up. Today wasn't going to be the greatest day as far as weather went, and we needed someplace out of the wind. So one simple, easy phone call and we were able to line this place up, no problem at all.
How did things go today, Mark?
They've went very well, Mike. I mean, we've been fairly busy. Overall, I think things have went well. We've made several contacts and hasn't really seen much of any problems.
A lot of great information, Mark. Thank you.